Welcome to This Too Shall Suck podcast, a fresh perspective on grief. I'm Lauren Denise, just your average millennial out here trying to have a conversation about a taboo topic that nobody wants to talk about. It's important to know that grief doesn't just happen when you lose someone. It can happen at any moment in your life. And it doesn't have to be all bad. It can actually be a really beautiful process. And as a millennial who had to process her own grief, I knew it was important to bring a more lighthearted, fresh perspective and create a safe space to discuss a topic that is typically uneasy. As I always like to say, we like to talk about the real of grief, the whole grief, and nothing but the grief. This Too Shall Suck podcast, A Fresh Perspective on Grief, starts now.
Welcome back. If you are looking at me on YouTube, you probably see how serious this is. Like, these vocals, y'all gonna get these vocals, okay? Welcome back to another week's episode, the final episode of season 5. It's crazy. I feel like I just started season 5 and we're already at the end. I feel like it flew by. I know we say that every single year, like, oh my gosh, this year is flying by. But like, no, legit. The fact that it is June right now, I feel like I just started season 5. I feel like we just started 2022. I feel like I just moved. It's all just moving very, very fast. Okay. I don't really know if I can keep up. So welcome back. Welcome back. If this is your first time here, welcome. Welcome to the family. Welcome to this community that none of us has to be a part of, but we're all trying to heal from. And if this is not your first time back, welcome. You know, I love you, each and every one of you, all the same. So before we get started, you already know what I'm going to ask. If you haven't already, please make sure to rate, review, and follow on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. What that is going to do is that's going to allow me to get this amazing message out here to let people know they're not alone in their grieving journey. And so I thank you. Thank you so much. And when you do, send me a message, shoot me an email, send it to me on social media, because I definitely want to thank you personally. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you in advance. Thank you for all who have done it already, because again, I love you guys, and it's allowing us to create this community and continue to spread this message so we're not alone in our grieving journey. And so, you know, I kind of went back and forth on what I wanted to do and how I wanted to end the season, because there's so many things, right? So many things about grief. So I'm like, how do I end this season? And so one of the things that I was talking to my social media about, so plug, if you're not already following me on social media, follow me on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I like to ask you guys there, you know, what it is that you want to hear, any topics. And we were talking about navigating the quiet. And so today I want to talk about how to navigate the quiet when it comes to grief, right? And so it's funny because I like to try and do some research on the different topics and the things that I'm talking about. But this particular topic really comes from personal experience, right? Anytime you have a loss, right? Not just a death, there's always a quiet right after that, you know, shortly after that, that you feel. And what I mean quiet is, for example, here's a good example, right? So for my mom's funeral and my dad's funeral, everybody's around. Everybody's sending meals every week. Everybody's cleaning the house. Everybody's sending, but like, everyone's around. It's very loud, right? Not only is grief loud because it's like in your face, like, hey, I know you just lost someone, but you know, all of the emotions and all of the things. Yeah, I'm here. So that part of it is loud, but it's loud because everyone's around you. Everybody's like, what do you need? How can I help? How can I be there? Right. And then, you know, I usually say about 2 weeks, you know, because usually that week after people still checking in, but about 2 weeks after that loss is when it gets really, really quiet. And we don't talk about how we navigate that quiet. And so I wanted to, you know, I wrote down some things, you know, just based on my own experiences on how to navigate that quiet, right? Because there's a few things that happen during the quiet. You have a lot of time in your head, right? Like, you have a lot of time in your head to start thinking about things, to start analyzing things. And then there's in that quiet, you don't know how to relay that you're in this quiet moment and that you don't want to be in this quiet moment alone. And so I broke it down into two different kind of metrics on how to navigate the quiet, like how to relay to someone about the quiet and how to actually navigate that quiet. And again, this is based on my own experience of having to navigate the quiet, what that looks like, understand what that looks, you know, relaying that to people. Y'all, my phone, I know I put it on Do Not Disturb, and somehow it got through, you know, but how to navigate that and understand what that looks like. Sorry, y'all, I'm just going to put it on Do Not Disturb because iPhone clearly doesn't understand when I say work, nobody gets through. So yeah, there's that. So, yeah, let's just dive straight in. I don't think this episode is going to be super long, because again, it's just me. I love these episodes when it's just you and I, and we're able to kind of have this intimate conversation, because, you know, again, I love all the guests I bring on. So let be clear. I love all the guests I bring on. I love all the different experiences because it brings a lot to you all. But I love when we're able to just have this intimate conversation between us, because it allows me to kind of dive in more to my experience, which I love sharing my experience with you all, because it not only, and I wanted to share this too, it not only helps you when I share my experience, it helps me to kind of release those feelings and to the love, again, that, you know, grief is love misplaced, right? And so it allows me to put the love back into grief that is gone. And because I'm able to love on you all by sharing my experience. And so, again, like I said, it may not be a super long episode. Look, I'm hitting stuff. It may not be a super long episode, but definitely did want to share with you all. So the first thing, you know, kind of first topic that I want to talk about is how to relay it to someone, right? Because how do you relay to someone in your quiet that I just want you to be in the quiet with me, right? Like sometimes I just want someone in the quiet with me. I understand that I'm in this quiet alone, right? Because I always tell you all that although grief is a journey that you have to, is not lonely, you are on it alone. And so how do I navigate and how do I relay to someone like, I just want you to navigate this quiet with me. I want you to be quiet with me in the quiet, right? Like, how do you relay that? And so I wrote down a few things here. So say exactly how you feel and don't try and hide it. Because I think a lot of times when we are in that quiet phase, you know, we don't want to either feel like we're putting a burden on people or, you know, we want to try and say the right thing. And so we may either never say it or we'll wait to say like, okay, well, let me just, how do I word this? How do I make sure that they understand how I feel without it being a problem? And really, you just have to just say it, just say it and don't hide it. And maybe it does come out wrong, right? And right and wrong is relative, to be honest. But, you know, maybe it doesn't come out the way that you want, but that's just how you're able to express it in the moment. And you're able to share that and navigate that with, you know, whoever it is, your person, your people, your therapist, your whatever it is, right? You know, but don't be afraid to hide that. You don't have to say it perfect. There's no perfect way to explain that I need you in this moment besides just saying I need you in this moment. I guess that's the perfect way. But even when you say that to people, some people will then rebuttal and say, well, what do you need? Right? So there's no perfect way to do it. So just say exactly how you feel. If you're like, listen, everyone was around 2 weeks ago and now I feel alone. I feel like I'm drowning. I feel like I'm suffocating. I feel like someone's holding a pillow over my head. Like I don't know. Like I feel like I'm out here in the ocean and it's dark and nobody's out there and I'm drowning, right? Literally say that. And maybe someone will understand that and resonate with that to say, wow, like, okay, that's how they feel. Let me see how I can support and step up in that moment, right? So just say exactly how it is you feel. And it's okay if it comes out in the way that you didn't necessarily want it to come out because it was able to come out and you don't know. It may really touch somebody in a different way or it actually may land well with them, even though in your mind you're like, oh, I don't think that's going to land well. That may have landed well with them. That may be the landing that it needed is because you were able to relay it and express it in the way that you genuinely felt and not try and craft it to this perfect response, right? Also, try writing it out and reading it, because some people, you know, they're like, listen, I'm not good at words, Lauren. I'm not good at properly expressing myself, especially when I'm grieving, especially when it's quiet, especially when I don't know how to navigate it. So try writing it out. Write it, like, literally take this piece of paper, write it down and say, hey, right now I am feeling, you know, very alone. I am feeling sad. I am feeling, you know, like no one hears me, no one sees me. And that is why I am coming to you now as your friend, because I would like for you to be of support to me. Whatever it is, right? Write it down and just read it, because then you're taking off that pressure of trying to come up with something right away, right? And practice it. Practice reading it, you know, because then you're taking off that pressure of like, what do I say to this person when I see them? What do I say to let them know I'm alone? Because I know in my head how I feel, but I don't really know how to relay it. So sometimes getting it out of your head onto a paper and then reading it will then be able to, again, open up that dialogue between whoever it is that you're relaying that I really need you. I really need you in this moment of quiet. And so don't be afraid to write it out. It's not like you're writing a rant, like reading a ransom note, like, please send me 500,000. Right? Like, you're not writing a ransom note. So you're literally just relaying how you feel, and that's okay. That's how it's supposed to be. So definitely try writing it out and reading that. And to that, I would say, you know, if this is your thing, if you're not someone who is like a talker like that, like some people are like, Lauren, I'm not a talker like that. You know, that's just not my ministry. And that's fine. Listen, and that's fine. I get it. You know, they have services now. You all heard at the beginning of here, and you'll probably hear it again, about BetterHelp. Like, you can text your therapist and stuff. Like, that's just some people's, you know, deal, right? So maybe try emailing or texting. The only reason I'm not a super fan of that is because people can misconstrue text and email, right? Like, because if they're not aware of your tone, or if they feel like maybe the words that you're saying, that the tone is something different than what it is, then people can take that and perceive it a whole different type of way. And so I'm definitely a proponent of talking about it and speaking about it. But, you know, if you're more comfortable emailing it or texting it, try that. And, you know, kind of maybe at the end of it, say like, hey, I'm just texting this because I want to open up the dialogue to let you know, I just want to open up the dialogue. Right. So then maybe that gives a sense of ease. So if there was something tonally in there that they just didn't sit well with them or didn't land right with them, that you can say, hey, I'm sending this to open up dialogue. So then maybe they can come back and say, hey, I just want to make sure I understand how you feel. And I would even say that too, like, if there's anything in here that, you know, maybe you didn't understand how I was feeling or understand how I was portrayed. Please let me know, because I would hate for you to perceive it in a way that wasn't meant to be that way, when, you know, and kind of push away that opportunity for us to connect during this time when I need you. So, you know, if there's anything like that, please let me know. And I definitely will be more than happy to kind of go into detail about it. Because again, all of this is doing is just opening up the dialogue to allow people into your life, because it's always easier said than done, right? But like, all this does, all of this relaying to someone is just opening up the space to allow them into your life. Because a lot of times with grief, we don't hold space for not only others, but ourselves. And so like, now if you know, you're, this person can come in, you're holding a space for them, whether it's a tiny sliver or a big one, you're able to hold space for them. And you're also able to hold space for yourself, and they're able to hold space for you, right? Like, now you're relaying to them, like, please hold space for me, because right now I feel like I'm just holding a space for myself, and it's hard holding me myself up. Like, I'm holding my own body weight up, and it's actually getting really, really heavy. So if you can please hold some space for me, that's essentially all this is doing. And, you know, whether it's via text message, email, whether you're saying it to them in person, start off by sharing, listen, I don't need any advice. I just want to share. Because, you know, again, people to me, majority of people are inherently good. And so they want to help. They, you know, especially when you have some type of loss, like, they want to help, like, they want to be there for you. They just don't know what to say. And so if you let them know, like, hey, I don't need any advice. I just want to share this. right? Because then again, all this is doing is opening up the dialogue. It's not saying like, I need advice. You're just saying like, I just want to share how I'm feeling, because then they're able to say, okay, well, how can I best support you? Or how can I show up as your friend, your family, your spouse, whoever it is? How can I show up in that way instead of them trying to instantly fix you, right? Because, you know, people will do that. And again, it's not them trying to be rude or, you know, try and take control. They just want to help. And so people go into fix it mode. And this is coming from the number one fixer in the world, Lauren Denise, right? I am Bobina the fixer. Can she fix it? Okay. So, you know, saying like, hey, I don't need any advice. I just want to share. Then, you know, by the end of the conversation, email, text, whatever it is, and it's saying, well, how can I support you? You know, how can I show up for you? How can I support you? How can I be there for you in navigating this quiet? So then again, it's opening up that dialogue for you to say, well, I really need this. I just need you to come over and sit down and watch TV with me in silence. That is some of the, for me, when I was going through my journey, like my friends just being there and us sitting, watching TV, binge watching TV, like not talking, but their presence there was all I needed. That is more than anything you'll ever know, right? And so just being able to relay that, but, you know, just kind of letting it be known up front, like, hey, I don't need you. I don't need a rebuttal. I don't need any of that. I just need to share. And then at the end of the conversation, hopefully, you know, whoever it is will say, okay, well, how can I best serve you in this moment? So those are some ways to relate to someone. Again, you know, say exactly how you feel. Don't try and hide it. Don't try and craft a perfect, what's it called? Oh my God, what's it called? Oh my gosh, it's oh my gosh, when you're trying to do like a whole monologue. I was really pulling at straws for that one. Jesus. But don't try to come up with a whole monologue. Try writing it out and reading it if that makes you more comfortable. So then you don't feel like you're having to come up with something off the top of the dome. Try emailing or texting it. But again, you know, just kind of prefacing it or putting it at the end saying there's something you didn't understand. You know, please let me know. Or, you know, I would love to have more dialogue on you with this. And start off by sharing, I don't need any advice. I just want to share. So there's no expectation of them trying to fix it. There's just expectation of trying to open up the dialogue and the space and to be able to create the space for them to hold the space for you, right? And so I have a few things here when we're talking about how to navigate the quiet. Because again, that quiet, man, that quiet, it can be a good thing. But when you're first starting out, you're like, bruh, like it seems terrible. Okay. So, I wanted to, you know, talk about that, how to navigate it. But before I do that, you know, a way to do that is, you know, through therapy, which is really my first point is don't try and do it alone. If you don't have to. Right? If you don't have to, and you really don't have to, because you may be like, Lauren, I don't have a lot of people in my life who I can reach out to, or my family, you know, is not the people I can reach out to, or, you know, I don't have a lot of friends. Well, try therapy, y'all. Listen, and I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being so serious that I literally could not be in front of you talking right now had I not gone to therapy, because I was in such a dark place during that quiet that I was not able to hear anybody or anything, right? I wasn't able to relay to someone how I felt until I lashed out and I recognized that you need help, because you cannot continue to do that to people or you really are going to be alone. And so listen, therapy is the GOAT. Therapy is what really brought me into this space that you see me now. And because of that, that's why I wanted to make sure I partnered with somebody or an organization that can really help you in doing that. And so I didn't want to just partner with anybody. I wanted to partner specifically with BetterHelp, because what I love about BetterHelp is that everything is really it's at your fingertips. Like you can literally do it with your phone, like legit. You can go to the link that is in the the show notes, or you can just go to betterhelp.com/this-too-shall-suck. And what you can do is literally type in your preferences. You type in your name, where you're from, and your preferences. And I love it because you can literally type in anything. It'll say, well, what are you looking for? How are you navigating? How do you want to navigate? What type of therapist do you want? And they have such a wide network. I think it's of 20 plus thousand therapists, right? Who will literally fit you, who is unique to you, unique to Lauren, unique to whoever, you know, insert your name, right? Who is listening. It is unique to you. And you can text your therapist. Like I was telling you, you know, if you are more of kind of like a writer and then you want to do that, if you want to do video chat, if you want to do a phone call, right? There's so many different ways that you can navigate. And so that's why I wanted to partner with them. It was super important for me to partner only with brands and only with companies and only with people who want to help my listeners and can genuinely help my listeners. And I know they can genuinely help my listeners because I know of about four or five people who've already used it, who are listeners, and I'm using it myself as well and just seeing the results from that and seeing the growth from that. So because you are a listener, you're going to get 10% off. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/this-too-shall-suck, and you're going to get 10% off your first month. It's super affordable already, which I love. You don't have to have insurance. It can be, I think, like $40 to $60 a session or something like that. And to put it in perspective, my therapy when I was going was about $95. So if I would have found this a long time ago, I probably could have stayed in therapy a little longer for a longer time. However, comma, here we are. So again, just go to betterhelp.com/this-too-shall-suck. You'll get 10% off your first month, or you can click the show notes as well. And it'll take you there too. But yeah, so definitely, again, don't do it alone. You don't have to. Go to BetterHelp and make it happen. Also, allow yourself to process those moments of silence. So that's hard to do, right? You know, because again, like I just shared, I was in those darkest places of grief when I was in my silence, but it's because I didn't process how I was feeling in the silence. I didn't process that, you know what, like in this silence is growth. In this silence is beauty. I just was like, oh my gosh, nobody's around. I don't know what to do. Now I'm thinking about everything. I didn't process the moment of silence and how important that was in the grieving journey. That moment of silence is really important in your grieving journey. And what I mean about that is in those moments of silence, you find out who you are. You find out the strength that you have, the weaknesses that you have, the help that you need, the journey that you're about to go on. All of that happens in those moments of silence. And so allow yourself to process those moments and don't, you know, try and act like that never happened. No, that those moments of silence happens for me. Those dark moments happen for me. And that's, again, when I was able to recognize that I needed to go to therapy because I was in those moments of silence. So don't try and push those away, act like they didn't happen, act like, you know, I don't want to be here. No, those moments of silence are going to be those catalysts, you know, in your grieving journey that you're going to look back and say, I needed that time. I needed those moments. I needed that quiet in order for me to get to where I am now in my grieving journey. And don't get upset when you don't understand how you feel, because a lot of times in that silent place, you're not going to understand it. You're just not. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was telling me he recently lost his mother, and he was telling me, like, man, like, I don't understand. Like, I was just talking to my wife, and then I just bust out crying in the middle of the conversation. Like, it was just crazy. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how it's going to feel. You're going to be mopping the floor crying. You're going to be watching TV crying. You're going to be in the middle of a conversation crying, and you're not going to understand. You're like, I don't understand. He kept saying, like, I don't understand it. I don't know how to explain it. I'm like, you're not going to understand it. It's not meant for you to understand. What it's meant for you to do is allow it to come in and to happen so you can process it. That's what you're supposed to do. Trying to understand it is just not, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because it doesn't logically make sense, right? Like, I was just fine. I was just having a conversation. Why am I randomly crying now? Like, why was I washing the dishes and fell out on the floor? Like, I don't make it. The math is not mathing. The math is not math. Make it make sense. And it's not going to make sense. But again, what you need to make sense of is allowing it to come in and processing it so you can be able to move forward and grow through your grief journey instead of trying to suppress it and act like it never happened. And then also embrace the quiet, because it gives you time to evaluate your friendships, evaluate your family, evaluate, you know, where you want to go in your life. I talked about in a previous season, I'll link it in the show notes, of like, what I love about grief is you get to literally be whoever you want to be in your life after the loss, and nobody's going to check you about it. And what I mean is, if you lost someone, right, and you were maybe this crazy, ridiculous person prior to this loss, and now you want to change over your life and be this new person, and you're 56 years old, nobody's going to check you on that, because they're going to be like, oh, well, she lost somebody, so now she's, you know, becoming a new person. You know how beautiful that is, right? Like, you get to evaluate everything that was in your prior normal and decide if you want it to come with you in your new normal. Right? Because you are going to have a new normal after your loss. That's just what it is, because the thing that was in your life is no longer there. And so you're automatically going to have a new normal, right? And so, you know, embrace that quiet. It gives you time to evaluate, understand, like, do I want these people in my life anymore? Do I want this attitude in my life anymore? Do I want this thought process in my life anymore, right? It gives you that time to evaluate. So embrace this quiet moment, because like I told you, you know, it's going to, when you look back and you're like, wow, during this time, like, I really took the time to evaluate who I was and now who I am. And it has allowed me to continue to grow in my grieving journey, because it is lifelong. And you guys know that. And then the last thing is focus on your growth and healing in the quiet, because no matter how slow the journey may feel, you are indeed growing and healing. Right? You know, because again, it's quiet. You feel like, oh my God, nobody's around. Like, this is never going to stop. Like, it's never, this quiet is never going to stop. This silence is never going to stop. Because I remember vividly when the day my mom passed, they hadn't announced it, you know, formally, officially announced it yet, because it was in the afternoon. But I was in her hospital room and I looked out the window and the clouds were moving, right? Because, you know, the clouds are moving. And in that moment, I literally said, even though I feel like my world has stopped, the world in general, in real life, has not stopped moving. It's still rotating. There's people still walking around here. There's people still going to work. There's people still going to school. There's people still eating out. There's people still laughing, having joy. All of that is still happening. And even though I feel like right now my world has stopped, these clouds are still going to move no matter what, right? So no matter how I feel, no matter, you know, how quiet it seems, no matter how slow it may feel, at the end of the day, I'm going to grow and heal, because the world's going to keep going, even if I feel in that moment that my world stopped. Because eventually my world's, it's not going to be stopped forever. It's just not. Like, it's really not going to be stopped forever, you know. And if you ever need a reminder of that, just look up. Literally look up in the sky and just look at the cloud. Like, look how slowly they're moving across the sky. The world is still moving. Put your hand on your heart. You're still breathing, right? So that means you still have so much time to grow and to heal. And it doesn't matter how long the journey takes, you're still going to have time. You're always going to have time to grow and heal, because it's a continuous journey. Healing is a continuous journey. Growing is a continuous journey. Grief is a continuous journey, right? So you're always going to have that time. So it doesn't matter if you're in this moment of quiet and you're navigating it. At the end of the day, you're always going to have time, and focus on that growth and that healing, no matter how much time that it takes, because it's always going to be something. It's always going to be something. It's always going to be something, right? So focus on that. Don't focus on, wow, my world feels stopped. Focus on, yes, my world feels stopped right now, but if I look up, I know that God's there, because I can see the clouds moving in the sky, right? I can listen to the laughing that's outside. I can look outside and see the beautiful plants that are outside. Like, that's what I'm going to focus on. I'm not going to focus on this area in my life that I'm in and kind of being stuck in that silent place. And so again, you know, kind of how to navigate that quiet is, don't try and do it alone, you know, if you don't have to, which you don't have to, right? Allow yourself to process those moments of silence, because processing those moments of silence is going to be the thing that you're going to look back on and you're going to be like, wow, those moments really got me to where I am today. Don't get upset if you don't understand how you feel. you're not going to know. You're not going to understand it. But what you do need to understand is that you need to allow it to come in, the grief, and to process it. That's what you need to understand. And embrace the quiet. It gives you time to evaluate. It gives you time to evaluate yourself, who you want to be, who you were, your friends, all the relationships that you have, where you want to go. Embrace that because it's going to give you the time to evaluate that. And focus on your growth and healing in the quiet, because no matter how slow the journey may feel, it's still happening. You're still growing and you're still healing and you're still quiet, you know? And so again, I really just wanted to end the season off like that, because I feel like we've all been in this space of collective grief. And maybe I'll do like a full episode. I probably will do a full episode on collective grief. And we've all just been feeling this collective grief just as a nation, I'll say in the U.S. specifically with all these mass shootings. But even if you're overseas, mass shootings that you're having, or with COVID, like we've all been in this space of collective grief. And then there's a time when maybe we feel heavy and then it just gets quiet. And so I knew it was really important. I want to end it off of how to navigate that season of quiet that comes with grief, because I, you know, it's great. And we all talk about, you know, how do we get through the stages and this, that, and the third, but we don't talk about that quiet enough. We don't talk about the what comes from that quiet and the person who you become in that quiet, because you have to go through that quiet in order to become the person who you want to be. It's just like, you know, I'm gonna get real kind of churchy for a second, but you know how the children of Israel had to go through the wilderness to get to the promised land, right? And so you have to go through this wilderness of this quiet season of grief to get to that promised land of having that best life, living the greatest life, defining yourself inside of your grief, grief not defining you, but you have to go through that quiet, that wilderness in order for you to get there. And by relaying that to someone to say, hey, I need you in this moment of quiet, and understanding how to navigate it and embracing it is what's going to help you literally continue to move forward in that grieving journey, and to be able to sit in front of others and to share your grieving journey and the things that you've been through, even in the midst of healing on your own, right? Because I want that for you so bad. I want you to be in a space where you're able to share and not cry, and you're able to share and help others, and you're able to continue to heal and grow and literally be the best version of yourself. I want that for you so bad. And so, you know, if you're not there, I want you to navigate this season, because I promise you on the other side of that quiet season is beauty, is a land of milk and honey, is all of those things, right? And so, you know, as I always say, you know, as you're navigating the quiet season, as you are trying to embrace it, as you are trying to relate to someone, hey, I need you in this moment. I need you in this quiet season. As I always, always end every episode, as I'm going to end this season, you know, be kind to yourself and give yourself grace, because if you don't, who will? That's it, you guys. Oh my gosh, y'all, that is it for this season. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I'm always so humbled that every time I get to the end, I always get emotional of like, wow, it's been 5 seasons. I have done 50 episodes of about grief. You know, when I navigated, or, you know, went through this journey of deciding to do this and being obedient to what God called me to do, I never imagined it to be this. I knew I had, I think, about 40 episodes laid out, but I never imagined it to be what it is, to be in all these countries, to, you know, be in so many downloads, and to be able to help people in their own podcasting, to be able to have conversations with so many of you all that have just touched my spirit. I never imagined it to be this. And so I'm always forever humbled. I'm forever grateful, and I'm forever thankful for you listening and just allowing me the space to share, allowing me the platform to create safe space for us who need it, you know, for allowing me to create the platform that I needed during my own kind of heavy part of the grieving journey, right? And so I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A couple of things, you know, because I want to make sure I stay connected with you guys during the off season. It's not going to be long. It's not going to be as long as the last break. But I did want to share something with you all. So if you haven't already, make sure you are following me on social media for sure, because I actually have a grief newsletter that I like to share. And inside of the grief newsletter, when you first sign up, you're going to get two resources. You're going to get one on the grief of losing parents and the grief of navigating, you know, the tips on how to navigate seasonal grief, which happens whether it's during, like, you know, this summer season, but it typically happens kind of in the fall when all the holidays and stuff come up. And so I'm going to give you those completely free because I know that maybe you found me because you did lose a parent. A lot of people, lost parents during the pandemic. And so, you know, maybe that's how you found me. So I want to give you those tips. And then again, on how to navigate and overcome that seasonal grief. And so you can either email me if you don't have social media. You can email me at hello@thistooshallsuckpodcast.com. And I'll definitely send you the link. Or if you have social media, you can literally go to my Instagram. You can click the link and it'll say, get your free grief newsletter. Or actually, I'll drop the link in the show notes as well for you guys, so you can sign up for the newsletter as well, because I definitely want to stay connected with you guys. Anytime I have any sponsors, like I'll send BetterHelp. You know, that's an easy way to connect with me if, you know, you have some episode ideas or if you just want to chat. You know, I want to make sure I'm staying connected to you guys and give you all the resources, letting you all know when new episodes are coming out and things like that. So definitely make sure you're tapped into that. And I have a brand new series that's going to be coming out that is related to the podcast, but it's going to involve you all. I'm so excited. It's going to involve you guys. It's going to be called the Dear Grief series, where I am going to talk to you all. I'm going to allow you to come on and share your stories. It's going to be a Facebook and YouTube live series where we're going to be talking about your journey with grief. And we are going to be putting the love back into grief, because all grief is love misplaced. And so there's so many of you all who share your stories with me. And obviously I can't put everybody and their mama on the podcast, right? But this allows me the space to create more space for you all and to be able to share your story. And so that is going to be dropping soon. So watch out for that. I'm going to be sharing it on my social media. I will share it with my newsletter as well on how you can be a part of the Dear Grief series, how you can come on and share your story, because I know it's going to impact people just like my story is impacting people as well. And so look out for that. I cannot wait. Again, tap in with the newsletter because they'll hear about it first, and I'll put it on my social media, and then I'll share it here on the podcast as well. And so, you know, again, so super thankful, so excited for this next season. You know, if you were on my social media, you saw that I asked for what topics do you want to hear? You know, I want to do a whole season of just topics that you want to hear. And if I have more than that, then we'll do two seasons of what you want to hear. So if you do have any topics that you want to hear in season 6, it is dedicated to you all. All of this is dedicated to you guys, but season 6 is specifically dedicated to any topics that you want to hear. Definitely make sure to shoot me an email at hello@thistooshallsuckpodcast.com. Let me know what topics you want to hear. And then if you have any guests as well that you want to recommend, you can do that as well, because again, you all are my family. You know, I really value your opinions. I really want to make sure I am being obedient and serving you all in the highest capacity that I am. And so I am forever grateful that you all are here. And so I just want to be able to be a good servant to you all. And so with that being said, guys, that is it. That is the end of season 5. We have another one in the books. Thank you so much again for listening to another season of This Too Shall Suck podcast, A Fresh Perspective on Grief. Again, if you're not already following me on social media, follow me at This Too Shall Suck podcast at Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn as well. I love connecting with you guys. I love connecting with you all in the comments. I love responding to your messages. I just love, love, love you guys. This episode and every episode is produced by my amazing producer, Mike Sick. And all the original music is from my amazing producer, Jimmy Samaj. And also, if you don't have social media, again, just shoot me an email at hello@thistooshallsuckpodcast.com. And again, I love, love, love responding to you guys. As always, I'm sending you so much love and light in your life because you deserve it. I'll see you guys on the next season. Make sure you stay connected. I love you. Mwah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.